is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. We give ours away. Enjoy at freetalklive.com. We are all about your phone calls here. If you make them, we go to them. Otherwise, we start with things that are interesting to us. And I found a neat little article on one of my websites today, freekeen.com. This one by Nick. And I just thought it was so great, I wanted to share it with you. And it has to do with today. Today being Veterans Day.
Oh, boy.
And, of course, well, you're not going to hear what you would normally hear on any other show about Veterans Day today. You're not going to hear the standard, thanks for your service. And, in fact, that's what this is all about. Nick writes, this Veterans Day, like all others, you and I will hear that statement repeated countless times to the so-called men and women in service to our country. They're credited with keeping our country free and securing America from people who hate our way of life. But while security is important to a free society, the military that was established to defend the Constitution is currently undermining the bounds intended by the Founding Fathers by occupying over 150 countries with a U.S. military presence. There's no doubt that there are people in the world disgusted by the American people, but I'll leave it up to you to decide if they hate us for McDonald's and freedom, or for a government that can't stay out of foreigners' lives. Despite the foreign and domestic threats to personal freedom, who is really responsible for the privileged life that many of us are lucky to live here? Is it the military? Or, as he says here, to the garbage collectors, custodians, entrepreneurs, and cleaning service, and others involved in keeping the rest of our homes and workplaces clean, thank you for your service. To the mechanics, plumbers, electricians, roofers, painters, and others that have the skills to keep our cars safe, our appliances running, our buildings solid, and our lives better, thank you for your service. To the musicians, artists, filmmakers, actors, and others dedicated to providing entertainment in our homes and towns, thank you for your service. To the doctors, nurses, therapists, and the other hardworking members of the government-bogged, understaffed, over-demanded medical facilities of this country that offer invaluable care to Americans, thank you for your service. To restaurant owners, waiters and waitresses, fast food workers, chefs and managers who allow us to treat ourselves to a night eating out, thank you for your service. To preachers, counselors, funeral home workers, wedding planners, financial advisors, and others that will stand and help in times of extreme grieving, happiness, or stress in our lives, thank you for your service. To truck drivers, factory production workers, loaders and unloaders, overnight stock boys, and others that keep products moving around the country, thank you for your service. To the volunteers of this country that donate their spare time to churches, charities, nonprofit organizations, and the less fortunate citizens in our society, thank you for your service. To the single parents, the workers of multiple jobs, those in less than comfortable living, and others that have learned the meaning of hard work just to pay a bill, thank you for your dedication and your service. And finally, to the city workers collecting property taxes from homeowners in debt, the state workers demanding vehicle registration for cars, people struggle to keep running, the municipal workers who pass the buck on responsibility to the next higher bureaucrat in line, and the rest of the people in this society whose income is derived from the coercion of the rest. Isn't it time you served? 800-259-9231. I don't know if he left anybody out there as far as thanking them for their service. I thought it was quite a complete
list. I didn't hear advertising executives. No, it's the unsung advertising executive, you know?
Where would the world
be? Did he mention funeral directors?
Funeral home workers.
Okay, good.
He did.
That's got to be a tough job.
So thank you to Nick from, I think it was Nick Ryder over at freekeen.com.
It's a great article. I think that he did it just right, too, because it's a landmine, this whole veterans, the armed forces served their country issue. you know, one can certainly step over that line, and I certainly have in the past, and one can be a cow-toeing sycophant and wave the flag and not speak what's on, you know, not speak the truth, honestly. And I think that Nick did a really good job of thanking the people that make this country work right.
Right. They're the people that are performing a valuable product or service to the economy. People are purchasing them on a voluntary basis. It's not to say that the police aren't providing a valuable service. In many cases, they are. But in many cases, they aren't. They're providing something that is coercive. They're providing something that is hurting innocent people and peaceful people. This week, police might throw me in a cage because of a couch in my yard, for instance, or in my tenant's yard. So some of the government people actually provide some level of service that could be desired in a free marketplace, and, you know, for that, well, that's appreciated. But I don't appreciate being forced to pay for the services that I'm not interested in, like the government indoctrination camps or the government military. I, for one, am not interested in those services. I do not have any need for them in my life. And it's not as though I am against education. I'm all in favor of education, just not government education. I don't believe in what they teach, but yet I'm forcibly extracted to the tune of 60% of the property taxes that I pay to pay for those services. And that's wrong. That's not service at all. That's stealing. And it's just not appreciated.
I think we'd be remiss in not approaching the it's going to happen, right? Tonight somebody's going to call in. If I don't say it here, someone's going to call in and say, "Boy, if it wasn't for the military, you'd be speaking German right now. Your name would be Hans and I'd be Franz."
Yeah, it's more likely to happen on a Saturday night.
Absolutely.
It has happened. We've heard that one before.
Many times. First off, you have to look at each individual war, because it's not the military. It's each individual war that the military has been used in. And you have to look at them individually. And would it really have been the case? I mean, for one, it's always German, right? As though Hitler would have taken over. And I'm really interested in how he would have gotten those German troops over here to the United States to invade. He was having a heck of a time.
I'm sure all the Americans would have happily just started speaking German, too. Right.
He would have had a heck of a He was having a heck of a time with England.
They put down their guns and start speaking German. Right,
sure.
Away.
You know,
our new leader.
There are as many guns as there are Americans. I think it's 270 million. There's 9 guns for every 10 Americans is the last statistic I ever saw. And that was probably the guns that are counted, you know, not the many guns out there that are uncounted. And you can believe that a great deal of our crooks and criminals that have unregistered guns out there, they'd pick up their guns to fight in defense of this nation, too.
And that's all we really ever needed was individuals and their right to bear arms. That's really all we ever needed to so-called protect the country from outside threats.
Right. I mean, please, if you can think of one, I'm interested in it. It's always the easiest one to go to is Japan and the Pacific Theater of World War II.
Totally unnecessary, and it was a result of the U.S. government's involvement in World War I. I mean, World War II probably never would have come about in the first place.
We may have had the Pacific Theater.
I will agree with you that World War I definitely set the stage for World War II. I'm not sure you can make a blanket statement saying that every war in U.S. history has been unnecessary if you want to avoid invasion. The War of 1812 is probably the best example. I mean, the British invaded and burned down the White House.
Well, I didn't say there wouldn't necessarily be an invasion.
After we declared war on them and they, for waylaying merchant ships, is that correct?
Now, which is an act of war.
If somebody might sneezing in a politician's direction is an act of war.
Well, it's not. There are actions.
The Spanish-American War was started over an insult.
I'm not talking about the Spanish-American War.
Well, point of view, an act of war. So an act of war is some kind of legal term that politicians use to justify what they do.
Well, politicians, I mean, it's sort of a customary law, international law.
Don't you think that I have the right and obligation, I have the obligation to protect myself once I leave the border? Borders, the confines of the nation?
I can see the argument, but attacking shipping, I mean, to just toss it out the window, like, oh, well, attacking our shipping isn't an act of war, maybe not in your book, but that is historically been an act of war.
The shippers should get themselves their own security service.
Toll-free number for your thoughts on this or whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live, and the number is 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
We have a new president coming into office in January. His number one word of use is change. What if the change was not the change America expected? What if all natural products were handed over to the pharmaceutical companies to be eradicated? What if the only remedy for sickness and disease was to take drugs? This hasn't happened yet. I repeat, not yet. Prepare and defend your body with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. In an ever-changing world where toxins, chemicals, fluoride infiltrate every level of your system every day, take charge and get the tea. Online, that's GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. Order now, 928-308-0408. Don't wait until it's too late. GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
Oh, and Mark.
Wait a minute. Let me try Nick again.
And Nick.
All right.
And Mark.
Toll-free, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. They include the live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam, totally free, though right now the webcam's down, which you get what you pay for. head over to freetalklive.com, listen.freetalklive.com. We'll get you right to the streams. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
If you need legal work, there's a website out there called LegalZoom.com. They're not lawyers, but they were created by lawyers. As a matter of fact, one of them, Robert Shapiro of O.J. Simpson fame, they do all kinds of things. They do incorporations, LLCs, wills, living trusts, living wills, powers of attorney, trademarks, patents, divorces, bankruptcy, all kinds of things, and leases. They have everything over at LegalZoom.com. It's fast and easy. They ask you questions and fill in the documents for you. I've done it for a will. It was fast. It was easy. You can save $10 off your order by using code FTL. That says in Free Talk Live, FTL, LegalZoom.com.
1-800-259-9231. Started things out with an opinion piece, which I considered absolutely excellent, from freekeen.com, which, of course, is a multi-user blog sort of promoting things generally in relation to activism and freedom here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. But from time to time, our bloggers will focus on a national level, and that's what Nick Ryder from the Ryder Report did today with his essay, Thank You for Your Service, taking the time to really thank all of those people in a society that make our lives so much better, that are providing wonderful products and services on a voluntary basis to their customers and their prospective customers, whereas these government people that we're all supposed to be so in awe of are, yeah, some of them are providing a service, but they're not doing it voluntarily, and that's not very appreciated. In fact, the military service is one that I would say is completely useless. It's not something at all that is beneficial to a free society. In fact, the founding fathers, many of them were quite frightened of the idea of a standing military. The Constitution was written explicitly to exclude that. They were only supposed to form a military or an army at the times in which they were supposedly needed to defend from some sort of invading threat, for instance.
And then 2 years at a time. They had to re-up it every 2 years. Now they're just, as a matter of course, re-upping it constantly. We're in, he said 150. The verbiage he used was a little odd, so I'm not exactly sure. But I know for certain we have 131 out of 170-something U.N. member states, and we have over 700 foreign military bases. Come on.
Well, when you say we, you mean the U.S. federal government, because I myself would want nothing to do with that. I do not voluntarily fund the federal government, so it's not me, and it may not be you. You may not want to be involved either, but if you're working at a corporate job, odds are good you're paying for it, because they're probably automatically taking money out and withholding it and sending it over to those federal guys.
You know, and we've read in the past lists of most dangerous jobs in the United States, and I don't recall on that list anything showing up like a police officer or a firefighter or
military
or anything like that.
No.
But when you think about, you know, it's like electrical linemen, taxi drivers, you know, things like that. Those guys. Now, do they get the funerals and the parades and the guys with the 21-gun salutes?
They sure don't. In fact, if they were to die in a train crash with a cop, the cop would be taken out in a 12-man procession, whereas the rest of them would be thrown into the same dumpster and hauled away. That's literally happened before, where a government police officer was completely treated different than the rest of the victims of a train crash.
That was just saying the dumpster sound a bit like hyperbole.
Well, I don't know how they carted away the other victims, but it was definitely not the pomp and the circumstance that the cop got.
You know, I wonder about the medical treatment of people in that circumstance. I mean, if it's like a cop and then, you know, your average Joe, does the cop going to get preferential treatment from the EMS people who are likely employed by the city, state, county, or whatever?
Doesn't seem like you're going out on a limb there. I would say they probably would.
So these are our servants. These are
That's what they claim.
Right. Today is the day that we use to celebrate our servants, who get treated far better than we do. And
right,
we are
they need another day, right? It's like every day is their day because they're getting money based on not a voluntary choice from their clients.
Many of them, as you've said before, many public servants do provide very important services. However, it's the funding. The funding's screwed up because, well, we're forced to pay rather than get to pay. Notice that there's probably not as many Learjet sales going on this month as there were, you know, a couple of years ago. When things were better in the economy, people were buying more Learjets. Mm-hmm. When it's worse, people aren't. Nobody's taking a pay cut in many of the government services out there because they don't have to. They get your taxes one way or the other.
Whether you like it or not. And if you don't want to pay for their services, they might come along and serve you right out on your ass into the street and take you out of the house.
Or right into
a
cell.
How about that for service?
Don't pay for the military guys and see if you don't end up in a cell.
All right, toll free, 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on this? We are having some trouble, I think, with the amp lines. Our man, Michael Hampton from HomelandStupidity.us, I believe he has them back online, so we're going to try this here. We're going to go on screen to the amp lines. Who's this?
Alex from New Jersey.
Alex, what's on your mind tonight?
I've been listening to the show yesterday, and you guys were talking about the taxes.
Okay.
And I'm wondering how far you and Mark are willing to go in protecting yourself if you decide not to pay federal income tax.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, for example, people in New Hampshire generally carry firearms openly, right?
Some do.
Generally, it's not so.
How serious are they willing to do it, or are they just doing it to make a point? For example,
are you talking about are we willing to blast away at the IRS when they come to try to throw us in cages?
Let's say it's 4 a.m. and you see that your door has been bashed in and men with guns are coming to come get your family because you didn't pay income tax. The question is, are you going to actually use those weapons to defend yourself? As soon as you
Well, odds are good they're not going to be after the family members. They're going to be after you. And it would seem to me that I would rather live to fight another day than go out in a blaze of gunfire. Nick, your thoughts?
That would be up to the individual, I would say.
What would you do?
I think you're justified. What would I do? I don't know.
But you're up against a SWAT team. You might be justified in firing back, but your ass is going to die.
I don't know what I would do.
You kill one of those cops?
At 4 o'clock in the morning, this is the thing.
How do I know who they are?
This is what the gun polishers wait for. The fact is, it is going to be at 4 o'clock in the morning. You're not going to know. You have to have your gun ready, and I don't know about... I mean, in my particular case, it's illegal for a convicted felon to own a gun, period, so there must not be one at my house. I can have a crossbow, but I don't think that's underneath my pillow.
I don't know if the IRS really does this, by the way. I mean,
well,
they
are issued firearms, and they will go all the way.
They did kick in the door of that one restaurant that they mentioned in Freedom to Fascism. Hang on, Alex, we'll bring you back. I thought that might have been Puke because he was on the line with us. So hang on, everybody that's on the line. We will get to you at 800-259-9231. We hopefully will hear from Puke tonight, an actual veteran, on his thoughts on Veterans Day. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. What would you do in Alex's situation?
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday on Genesis Network Central Standard Time. I recommend the very best wellness nutraceutical protocols, bringing the top experts. The basis of disease is the removal of toxins from the body, heavy metals and chemicals, and the removal of stealth pathogens. To detox, start with Kelor Max, Liquid Zeolite, Living Minerals Probiotic, and Magda Soothe. To remove pathogens, take Super Silver, Allicin Living Streams Probiotic, and Flora PM, and Nutridyne, which has antipathogenic and energetic properties. Listen to the program daily on the NutraMedical Report with the best solutions to stop pathogens and the whole body detoxification protocol and technologies. You want to be the best you can be? Contact us at NutraMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or call us at 888-212-8871. 2 to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday and 8 to 10 Central on the Genesis Network.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those, including the updates on us. Head over to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. Again, that's SACL CAI. Talking about a hypothetical situation that keeps a lot of people up at night, I think. A lot of people are very worried about something like this happening to them. And I mean, it's possible that it could happen, not necessarily over what Alex is suggesting it could happen. Alex's suggestion was, well, you've decided to stop paying federal taxes, and at 4 a.m. an armed goon squad kicks in the door. What do you do? And the question actually still has yet to be answered. Nick, you didn't sound so sure.
Now that I've had the break to think about it, I would say that the only reason really to use a firearm to defend yourself is if not defending yourself is going to result in something worse. So if you're going to go up against armed federal agents and you have a firefight with them, even if you knock down however many guys are raiding your house, 10 of them, let's say.
They got more.
You're almost certain.
Now you're
to be
a cop killer.
Right. You're almost certain to be caught. I mean, you can go off into the realm of fantasy, but you're
going
to be
going
caught.
Going down in a blaze of glory.
You certainly are not going to enjoy the lifestyle you once lived.
Well, you'll probably be executed after a stint in a cage.
No, you'll be executed on site. That's usually how it works when a cop dies.
Usually.
Cops come after you, and if you're just a suspect, they execute you. There is no trial.
Right. That may happen, but even if you get the trial, I mean, that's almost worse. You're going to be on death row. So you're not going to gain anything by it, and it's not as if your actions there are going to single-handedly overturn the, you know, the workings of state. It's not
right,
as if you're,
just, they're picking, they'll pick another victim and
right.
go after
you're
them.
You're not a one-man revolution, so you're, you know, it's not as if you can say, well, we're taking up arms against an oppressive government. I mean, you are, but you're not going to, you know, there's no chance that you're going to affect change.
But what about the point, and it's a valid point, about the fact that there are many people that are not looking to throw you in a cell when they're coming into your home. They might be in a different armed gang, a non-governmental armed gang that may be looking to do you harm. I mean, it seems actually less likely that an armed gang like that is going to come do those things.
Well, it does seem that way, but I totally get that. I think that if you're talking about the real life bad guys that pretty much everybody would call bad guys, shoot them.
But how do you know? If they're shouting police, how do you know? If it's 4 a.m., you're just out of a dead sleep.
Having been in, well, at 4 a.m., there's not much you're going to do. And that's a rarity, even in any world.
You mean as far as your effectiveness against an armed gang?
It's rare that they do that, the 4 a.m. kick-in.
The armed gang?
Yeah, usually it's the home invasion where they get you to come to the door and then pull a gun on you and force their way in at that point.
That's true. Usually the armed gang doesn't have a concrete battering ram in their repertoire.
The one thing that does make me wonder about how I would react, though, is that we're living in some pretty dangerous times as far as the government's concerned, and you never really know. It's always been in the back of my mind. I've actually thought of this scenario, and it'll probably never happen. Hopefully it never will. But if they do come for you, how do you know exactly what they're coming for? I mean, especially if you're someone like myself who is vocal about, you know, tearing down the state.
Yeah.
Are they coming just to serve you for like tax evasion or a delinquent traffic ticket
or is it a drug charge?
Or are they hauling you off to Gitmo? I mean, you really don't know these days.
Yeah, that's true. You don't. But it's just such a lose-lose situation.
Well, this is where I think the pacifists really have it. I'm not a pacifist from the sense that I believe that the obvious criminals should be the ones that are spared violence. I don't think so. But when it comes to the government, I don't think there's any winning situation as far as the average person. At least not in current modern day America. There is no winning against the government.
Well, not so as an individual, certainly.
Tell me where somebody's won. I mean, you know, come up with a scenario. Give me something. So I say, always be peaceful. Never, you should never carry a gun. Never be threatening towards a police officer because it's just not going to result in anything good.
So I'm going to go back and bring Alex back here for your thoughts on all that. Go ahead, sir.
The question is, if you're going to have the firearm, if every time you pull it out, you're going to go to jail, then why? What's the point of even having it? And when I say that, if you point a gun at a federal officer, you can either be killed or you can go to jail for a long time by just pointing it at them. So what's the point of even having it other than you looking really good for the ladies? You know,
common,
I mean,
criminals, I would guess. I mean,
well,
the point we
open,
defend...
Are you talking about open carrying? Are you questioning why one would open carry?
No, I don't think so.
Well, not why would. Well, the question is why have the gun? If
why have it? Period.
For the most part, the most likely people to come and barge through your door is the government. What's the point of carrying it if, when you do have to pull it out, you're going to go to jail for a long time, and it might be worth it to be dead than to go to jail?
Common criminals, I would say.
The less common criminals. I guess government's more common than the average criminal, but those who aren't government.
Personally, I think there is a point where you should make a stand and where there is a point at which you should revolutionize.
I agree with that.
Even if it takes violence. I mean, honestly, Nazi Germany's kind of a tired example, but Eastern Bloc.
What about a military? Police state where they're doing house-to-house searches, raping women, stealing people's things.
I don't think we'll ever see it. In the sense that we will not recognize that is the case.
Well, that's the
average
problem.
Person will not recognize it as a police state, so therefore it will not matter. In the Eastern Bloc, they did not. I'm sure they must have had guns somewhere, right? They didn't pick them up, and they didn't fight against the Soviet Union.
They did.
By that time,
the white faction fought the Reds during the Civil War, and they just lost. So they fought the communists for a few years.
Yeah, but that was in the beginning. I mean,
right.
At that point, they are oppressed, and no one picked up, you know, I mean...
I think there is a hill to die on, but I don't think we're at that point now.
It's so hard to discern at which, you know, when we will reach that point. I mean,
because
everybody's going to have a different point in their mind, and, you know, some people might be talking with one another about it, and others might be frightened to even say something to other people for fear of being snitched out. So, I mean, how do you you organize a plan in a situation like that? It's very, very touchy. How do you get your hands on the weapons if you are in a police state? Obviously, the underground would probably be active. There would be people within the government that would be facilitating things like that. So it would be a situation to be very, very interesting. One I don't want to ever reach, one that I don't want to ever have to experience. But if it got to that point, then we're not talking about the cops just breaking in on an overnight. Then we're talking about an active resistance force that would be planning strikes against the government people. So,
but then when you have organized violence, then we're no better than the government, because we're going to look to the leaders who lead that, and then they're going to set up their own government. So I think that if I move to New Hampshire, there's a very good chance that I may not live very long.
What?
Well,
I don't know why you have that particular viewpoint.
Why would you move to New Hampshire to do it?
Yeah, it sounds kind of paranoid.
Well, no, it's because I feel very strongly about the liberty viewpoint and the problem.
Oh, I think we've been having some trouble with the lines here tonight. Thanks for the call, Alex. 800-259-9231. I don't know if you want to come here with the intention to, you know, go down in a blaze of glory. And I don't think that was what he was saying his intention was necessarily. I think he's just getting into an easy, paranoid place to be.
I mean, having a rough night.
Yeah, when you love liberty so much and you see all of the violations of freedom all around you, it can be overwhelming when you see innocent, peaceful people being thrown into cages over the most benign things, carrying a bag of marijuana or driving too fast, not paying the fine, whatever it is that they've done that didn't hurt anybody else. When you see all this injustice perpetuated by the people that are purported as the ones that are supposed to be out there protecting and serving you, it can be quite frustrating, quite outrageous, and difficult to deal with. You know, you feel like if you speak out, then you're going to be targeted. You feel as though that the government people that are so evil in your book are going to come after you next. It's an easy place to be, and I understand where he is.
But it doesn't work. It is not a system that works. It only makes it worse for those that live beyond you that would want to carry on the torch of freedom.
Plus, there's just no reason to be there mentally in the first place. There's no reason to get worried and concerned about what might occur. We all know what depredations the government is capable of, and I'd like to come back and address this in moments. You can take control as well. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted it on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, The in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to bring up whatever you want is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, we need you to vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. The voting competition this month is hot, as it has been in recent months, and so we need your vote now more so than ever. Please go to vote.freetalklive.com. Take less than a minute and cast your vote for the show. All you need is your email address, and it won't be sold or spammed. It's just used for verification purposes to make sure you're a real live human being actually participating in the voting process. So go to vote.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us when you help us out over there. Again, vote.freetalklive.com. Alex did call back during the break to clarify his position off the air. He just wanted to tell me that he is not intending to instigate trouble as far as like blasting the cops or whatever when he gets here. He believes it might be too late to stop the depredations of the state or the devolving to a totalitarian dictatorship.
Well, it's never too late because, I mean, look at all the totalitarian dictatorships that have existed in the past. They all disappeared.
But largely because of an outside government or an internal rebellion. Most empires and police states tend to fall not just, you know, from individual citizens convincing them peacefully that they're evil and they need to reform them.
Understood. I don't see much evidence that of a government being convinced peaceably, against growth and more freedom at all. I just don't, doesn't seem to have happened. It's not going to stop me from trying to get more freedom, trying to use this process in this country that to some extent is unique in its history of liberty. I think it's worth trying.
Absolutely. I think that there's this familiar feeling of dread that many liberty activists have, and I think that's what Alex is experiencing. I myself have experienced it in the past. People, when you're looking at how awful the state is to people, to harmless, peaceful people, and when you look at the big picture and you can see that it's growing in its intrusiveness and its oppressiveness, it can be very frustrating and seem very hopeless. And so if that's the place that he's in, I understand it. I've been there. But at the same time, I would say that it's not healthy to be there. There's no point in allowing yourself to stay in that particular mindset. This is the mindset, this defeatism mindset that infects so many people, not just liberty lovers, but, like a lot of the fringe conspiracy people out there are infected by this mindset. They may understand that they think the government is evil, but they also feel powerless to do anything about it. And if you get that powerless feeling like, well, even if I move to New Hampshire, it'll be too late anyway. It won't really matter. We're all going to die. The government's going to throw us all in gulags. They're going to set their state on fire, drop nuclear weapons. You know, whatever it is that the evil act, whatever evil act the government people will perpetrate, you can go crazy thinking about all of the terror that they could strike into the people in New Hampshire and any activists around the world. You go nuts if you believe that's the direction things are going. So you might as well just put that aside and try to stay positive about the future of liberty. There's no reason not to. Otherwise, you're just going to worry yourself to death. You're going to stay up late. You're going to feel sick. You're going to be upset.
Right.
Why be in that place?
You need to move on and think about something else or change your mindset on this, because it's just not going to do anything good.
You can think that, you can say, oh, Ian, you and your law of attraction nonsense. What a bunch of poppycock. You know, but it doesn't hurt to take a positive outlook on things. It doesn't hurt to put yourself in the mindset of, we are winning, we're going to win, liberty is on the rise, liberty is spreading, we have the internet on our side, we have this wonderful ability to talk about freedom and liberty in a way that that we can be heard in a way that no one else in the history of mankind has ever been able to be heard. We have the internet that allows us to leverage this message across so many other ears, whereas before it would have just been people whispering behind the scenes to one another. There's so many reasons to be excited about what's going on. You can look at the examples of how the activists here in New Hampshire are having early success. There have been some setbacks, no doubt about it. Our friend Lauren Canario thrown in federal prison for 30 days yesterday. So
I wouldn't call that a setback.
You wouldn't call it a setback. Okay. Well,
it's her intention.
That's true. She did want that to happen.
I mean, was Gandhi going to prison in the I don't want to use the term freeing of India, because it wasn't freed. It was becoming independent. In India's fight to become independent, was Gandhi being put in prison a setback?
Good point. I see where you're coming
from. Part of the plan.
So, and there you go, Mark. Thank you for being positive about something that others might look and see as a negative event.
And I think it's important to think not just in terms of what, not just in terms of the state. You know, there's hope, but you also want to think about what you're in favor of as opposed to what you're against. Because a lot of liberty activists think about things in terms of trying to slow down the state, which to a large extent is what liberty activism has managed to do so far, which is slow down the growth of the state. But think, when you have a success, think about it as a success, not just a delay or buying time, which I feel a lot of people look at it in that light. You're like, oh, well, we've managed to slow them down. Well, if you hadn't been active, you wouldn't have slowed them down. So you've had a success even as the state's expanding in a certain sense. So I think it's important to just keep a positive outlook on what you've actually accomplished.
I think that's an excellent point, and I think that more liberty activists need to keep this in mind, especially because it's so easy to get bummed out. When you hear the bad news, it's so easy to think that this is it. This is hopeless. Why am I even bothering? Well, you're bothering because, damn it, that's what we have to do. There's nothing, I mean, I don't think there's anything more worth fighting for besides your loved ones. I mean, besides the people that you care the most about. And that is essentially what you're doing when you're standing up for liberty, because you understand that if you stand aside and do nothing, it will get worse for certain. It will get worse. And then eventually that getting worse is going to come down upon you and your loved ones. So by standing up and fighting for liberty and being active for freedom, you are defending the freedom of the people that you care about the most, and of course, number one, you. So it seems to me that this is the most pressing thing that we can possibly do with our free time, is to get active in this way and to help talk about freedom to as many people as we possibly can, so as to stave off the growth of the state, turn it around, and achieve liberty in our lifetime. It can be done if we stay positive about it, get as many people to the same geographic location as possible, which is the Free State Project. We'll talk more about that later. And you know, again, stay positive and move forward. We can do this. If you don't believe that to be the case, why bother trying? Let's continue with your phone calls here and go to Puke in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Puke.
Hey, I'm actually here this time.
You are, and you're on the amp line. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, and what I wanted to call in about was Veterans Day, because I am a veteran of the two current wars that are going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it really kind of depresses me on Veterans Day whenever all I hear on, radio and TV is, thanks troops, blah, blah,
yep.
You know. And it's kind of nice, to be a troop and not get spit in the face like the Vietnam veterans did or whatever. But, you know, it's just a little ridiculous whenever people say, all the troops died for your freedom and all that crap. Because I really would. I wish I could figure out a way to do it, but it would just be too long. But to make a list of all the freedoms that I've lost since I joined the military from 2000 to 2006.
Really? Can you give us a handful of them? Some examples?
Well, I mean, you know, there's the big ones like Patriot Act, you know, the Military Commissions Act, Guantanamo Bay, the fact that the wars are going on, you know, they're spying on Americans, there's the NSA.
Right, yeah, that's what you fought
the NSA,
for?
The,
right.
Yeah, you know, I mean, those are the freedoms that I fought for. I still can't smoke marijuana if I want to. I can't go out and buy alcohol without having an ID card and permission and being old enough and all this crap. And also, I always get depressed because nobody ever mentions the fact that, you know, let's lament the fact that the governments have killed millions of people in the last century alone starting these wars for no good reason. You know, the current war does not have to be going on. It's all just for political goals and gaining for politicians.
Well, I, for one, Puke, would like to take a moment to thank you for taking the time and the effort in your life to move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and Get Active for Liberty, probably one of the greatest services to mankind beyond, you know, your normal day job that you've done. And I want to thank you for being here and doing what you do.
Well, thank you, and thank you to you guys, too, as well, and Nick for being a native and you know, joining us.
Do you think it's hopeless? Puke, do you think it's hopeless, like Alex suggested earlier?
No, I have my moments like anyone else, though, where I sort of get like, I wonder how this is going to turn out. But I don't think it's hopeless. You know, you have to have hope in something, and I feel like we are accomplishing something. And it's, you just have to realize that it's going to be a long-term project. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. And you just have to stay positive and you know, take what victories you can.
Absolutely. And you know what? I have to add that I think that as far as staying positive is concerned, being around like-minded people helps a lot with that. Thanks, Puke, for the call. I mean, if you can go, as we do here on a weekly basis, meet up with other like-minded liberty activists, just sort of a recharge session. You know, if you're getting bummed out, go be around people that think like you do, and you'll feel better. Especially if they're thinking positively, then their positive thinking will infect you. Whereas if you're all alone and washed in statism, that's got to be frustrating. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.